Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the second week after the Sunday of Trinity, Tuesday. Our scripture reading comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. And again Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son and sent his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding feast, but they would not come. Again, he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his servants, treated them shamefully, and killed them. The king was angry and sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding feast is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go, therefore, to the main roads and invite to the wedding feast as many as you find.' And those servants went out onto the roads and gathered all whom they found, both bad and good. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to look at the guests, he saw there was a man there who had no wedding garment. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and cast him into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen.'" Our scripture lesson comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 17. "And at the time for the banquet, he sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.'" The message which the servant was to convey to the invited guests to urge them to come to the banquet was this: come, for all is now ready. Christ died. He slaughtered sin and death in his death. He rose from the dead. The Holy Spirit was given. In short, everything that belonged to this banquet was prepared. Everything was prepared in such a way that it would cost us nothing. Through Christ, the Father assumed the whole cost so that we might enjoy his blessings without any merit or contributions on our part and become abundantly rich. First of all, he sent out a servant to the Jews to invite men to this banquet. The Jews had received special promises and undertakings from God about this banquet. They had the law of Moses, all the prophets were set up and appointed to prepare the people of Israel for God, as the angel Gabriel also stated of John the Baptist to his father Zechariah. Luke 1, 15 through 17 reads, "He will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb, and he will turn many of the sons of Israel to the Lord their God. And he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready for the Lord a people prepared." When the Jews had trotted out all their excuses to John the Baptist and the apostles, to a very large extent rejecting Christ, the invitation to come to the banquet was extended to the Gentiles. Let us pray. Lord, you have made it quite plain in your all-embracing gospel invitation that all are welcome in your kingdom. May we at all times receive this invitation wholeheartedly and treat it in all seriousness for ourselves and others through Christ our Lord and for the glory of his name. Amen. Purchase your copy of the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man at ambassadorpublications.org. You are invited to the Summer Institute of Theology, August 7th through 11th, at the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Guests will learn from experienced congregational leaders, including Professor of Philosophy, Concordia University of Edmonton, Dr. Jonathan Strand, pastor and co-host of the podcast Being Lutheran, Dr. Jason Goodham, and president of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, Pastor Micah Germstead. Find out more and register at flbc.edu/sit.